Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour. Couldn't do it without my guest this morning. We are so excited to welcome back Sandy Pagnotti to the show. She's president and CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. I think we had you on, Sandy, last year when you guys were opening up your new house, right?
You did. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And boy, what a year it has been. But you guys are very adaptive by nature. And I know with a lot of the events for nonprofits going virtual for the fall, your Homebird Gala that you'll be doing Friday, November 6th, you made the switch from your annual Hamburg Gala that people might be familiar with. So tell us about that. And boy, this is such a great idea, a great way to work alongside, you know, those COVID-19 restrictions.
Well, you know, like every other nonprofit on the planet, we have had to really turn things upside down and look at a different way to do things. And in this COVID world, you know, everybody's saturated with virtual everything. And so our team, we were so disappointed because the Hamburg Gala, it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We raise $600,000 a year from this. First, we were so disappointed, but then we decided, you know, it is what it is. We're going to make the most of it and really put our heads together and came up with this, you know, it's kind of cheesy, you know, the Hamburg Gala is now the Homebird Gala. But what we did is said, we're going to bring the party from our house, from the Ronald McDonald House, to your house. And we created a party in a box. So basically, we have three different level party boxes, and anybody can opt into it, and then we have volunteers who will do contactless delivery of these three levels of party boxes right to your front door. And then once you unpack your party box, you dial in, and we'll have about a 45-minute to 1 hour live streaming cocktail hour. So we do have a moment in time that we can all be together.
Yeah, because I know you miss that in-person contact, but obviously dealing with compromised immune systems and things, it's so important for you to follow these protocols, but still have a little fun as well. And so I know you have like different kinds of you know, boxes, the three levels you mentioned. So what kind of things, when people get their boxes delivered contact free, what kind of things can they find inside? Or is it a secret? Can we not talk about it?
No. It's totally, it's all over. It's fine to know. So what we tried to do is think through, if you were going to go to an in-person gala event, what are the things outside of human interaction, what are the things that you would have? And you would have food, you would have cocktails, you would have music. So we have, everybody will get a little Bluetooth speaker that we have created a party playlist on Spotify that they have music. And then there's cocktails. So the levels, there's a cocktail only that's just kind of a snack and a little cocktail and a Bluetooth speaker with music. And then the next level is cocktail hour. And that is a charcuterie board with all kinds of cheeses and crackers and olives, and in addition to cocktails and half bottles of wine. And then for the biggest box, we're calling the whole shebang. That's the name of the box. And that one, I feel proud of this one because it's the closest one to a gala ticket that you'll get. But what we did is you get all the things you would get in the, you know, the other two boxes. But in addition to that, we wanted to have the food, you know, a meal. Where do you get your meal? So we worked with the Restaurant Association of Maryland, knowing that restaurants across the state are really having a hard time during COVID. And so we purchased $100 gift certificates. So far, we've sold almost 300.
Oh, my gosh.
Whole shebangs.
Wow.
And to purchase 300 gift certificates so far, so that people who get the boxes can use it. They can either pay it forward as a gift or use it that night or use it whenever they want. But this is our way of giving some creative freedom to the guests to use it however they want, but also to kind of show our support and love for our brothers and sisters in the hospitality and restaurant industry.
They've been hit so hard. That's like mm-hmm. nonprofits have, so you certainly understand that. What a great idea.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing we tried to do here is on that same note, we really tried to source everything locally. So just about everything in there, every partner that we've used has either donated or you know, given us these items at cost, but everything we're getting is local. So, like, the dessert will be from Charm City Cakes, and the popcorn, there's a little popcorn treat in there that's Popstation. So everything is local. So just trying to keep supporting each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Another great idea. And again, this is Friday, November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. And I think you have our friend Jerry Sandusky hosting, right?
We do. Oh, my gosh. He's the master. Like, he is the greatest. And I have been watching virtual events across the country, just, you know, just try to get an idea. How do we make sure that we're doing best practices and using? And every time I'm just watching, I'm like, they did a great job. They did a great job. But nobody has Jerry Sandusky.
That's right. That's right. But you guys do. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so we got our party boxes. Now, how can people still register and get their boxes? I know we're getting close to Friday, November 6th here, but I'm sure that if somebody wants to help, they certainly can still do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can either call the Ronald McDonald House here in Maryland or go to our website, and it'll pop right up when you go to our site. The information will pop up on how to do it.
And your site is rmhcmaryland.org, right?
Correct.
Awesome. So everybody wants to get online. And speaking of, sometimes it's not easy keeping people engaged online, whether it's kids going to school or even just, you know, a boring meeting at work, right? But so how does the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland, how do you guys plan on making, you know, keeping people engaged and making it like special and different, so it's not like, oh, we got to log on again and do our homework, you know?
I know. You know what? That is honestly, Gina, that's been the biggest challenge is, you know, how do you do that when it's so saturated? So what we're doing is a couple of things. One, there'll be a silent auction that people can tap in and out of throughout the show. But what we're trying to do is kind of a reminder at all times of what our mission is. So it's not about us, it's about these kids. And so throughout the program, we have children, former RMH alumni kids, sending in little videos just saying, hey, it's Ryder, you know, hey, it's Greg, here's what I'm doing. We have a little girl from South Africa that was here with us when she was 3 years old at the Proton Therapy Center. She and her family stayed with us for almost a year.
Oh, wow.
And now she is almost 6 years old and healthy with long brown hair and doing somersaults in South Africa. So we will be talking to her family. We have a little guy, Ethan, who was at our gala 3 years ago, and he's in Wisconsin, a very medically complex young guy who everybody adored. So we're doing kind of a Where Are They Now, and we'll be showing Ethan's video and then interviewing Ethan. So our hope is that we just continue, since we can't have people here at the house right now, that we're bringing the house to them and just the hour being full of reminders of this is who we're doing it for. These are the kids, and really letting you hear their voices and see their faces. You'll see my face and Jerry's, but really the majority, we hope, will be the others.
Yeah, that's really important. And I think now's a good time, too, to explain sort of the work that you do and how you've been able to help even more people now with your new location as of last year. You built a beautiful new home and everything. So, like, what's the update on that, and what are you, like, able to do now with COVID restrictions? How many, you know, families are you able to serve and that kind of thing? And a little background for people that might not be as familiar with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland as perhaps we are.
Sure. So we are technically, I guess you would say, a home away from home for families who have critically ill or injured children that are coming to Baltimore at one of our world-class pediatric medical facilities. So what that means basically is that we consider ourselves a partner to all the hospitals, an extension of care. So if a child from Iowa or Singapore or Dublin needs surgery at Johns Hopkins, they need a place to stay. And so they can come and stay at the Ronald McDonald House free of charge as long as they need to be here. And so we, like, our team motto here at the house is what we want, like, physically, for anyone out there who hasn't seen it, we run and look kind of like a small hotel is the best way to describe it. But the way our team mantra is that we want families who come to us to feel like it's the Ritz meets Disney meets Grandma's house.
That's perfect.
And that, yeah, and that's kind of how we operate. And so a family would stay with us just as you would stay in a hotel, but the difference is you are staying with, we have 55 rooms here, and you're staying with 54 other families who are also going through pediatric medical crisis. And so the support system for the parents is unbelievable, where, you know, in their hometowns or wherever they're coming to us from, they're going through something that no one else can imagine. When they're here at RMH, everyone can imagine. They're all going through it. And these parents really, and kids really hold on to each other. And then we have volunteer groups who serve breakfast and dinner 365 days of the year. We have volunteers who come in. Everything I'm describing to you is in ordinary time. You know, now we're in COVID time. And so we opened this new house in May of 2019. We had moved from over on the west side. We're on Fayette and Asquith in East Baltimore. So we moved here, and we were at 55 families every night until COVID hit, and we had to stop accepting new families for several months. But we had to suspend our volunteer program.
Yeah, I wondered about that, because that certainly that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So we couldn't have anybody in, and so probably about 8 weeks ago we were able to start welcoming. I mean, the families who were with us when COVID hit could stay, but we couldn't bring anyone new in.
Right.
But now we are in a phased reopening to full capacity, and every 2 weeks we can bring in, without getting into too much detail, every 2 weeks we can bring in a cohort of new families so that they all come in the same window of time, and then we go 14 days, and assuming there's no COVID or suspicion of COVID, we can bring in more families 14 days later. And so that's what we're doing. It's a slow, slow process, but it's safe. And we feel like it's the absolute best way to do it, given these ridiculous circumstances that we're all living in.
It's so true. And at least you know that people can relate sort of on a different level if they saw like the NBA bubble, where you're like, obviously you're testing in those periods. A 2 week protocol is normal, whether or not you're the president of the United States or someone, a young child that needs treatment here in the area. So I think we all are starting to understand a little bit more about those things. And this is sort of the uncertainty of it is a little scary. And I'm sure it is for the kids, too, and the parents. And, you know, then you got the virtual school on top of that. So it's like it is balancing a lot. But it just makes us so happy that you guys are there, and that you didn't. The alternative was just that you wouldn't be able to welcome people back yet. But thankfully, you've been able to do that under these new terms and protocols and things. So that's really, really good to know. And how about, so the volunteering thing, has that ramped up a little bit or no,
but what I will tell you is we have the most incredible volunteer base. You know, we have some volunteers who come every week and they work our front desk and they do those kind of things. But then we also have the meal groups who come in. And what they've been doing is people have been sending us money so that we can purchase food to feed the families who are here. And so what's happening is we're using the donations to map out menus. We have two people on our team who literally map out menus every 2 weeks. And then our team, our current staff, will make the food. And it all has to be individually portioned right now. It's no buffet style. And
right.
So our team is doing that, but with the support of our volunteer base, sending the money that they would have used to purchase the food that they were making.
Right. And that's why I kind of wanted to explain a little bit about, you know, such a financial need that you have to keep it going, especially with this new way of doing things for an unknown amount of time, that's even more reason that people can get involved in the Homebird Gala, which is coming up Friday, November 6th. And back to some of our generous sponsors and things of the boxes, the party in a box, if you're just joining us, is sort of how you're doing doing things instead of the, you know, red carpet hamburger gala that people might be used to in non-COVID times, as you say. So who are some of those sponsors of the boxes that that you want to give a little shout out to for their contribution and generosity? And is that something that people can still do to sponsor, or maybe in sponsor future events, or in a different way? Because I know that's always welcome.
We always need sponsors, yeah, for everything. But I'll tell you something that I think is interesting is our presenting sponsor for the Homebrew Gala is a company called Firaxis Games. And, you know, we don't think about, like, Firaxis, the gaming companies, people are home and they're doing well.
That's right. That's
right.
People are home. That's one of the successful ones that's like making money right now. So that's good.
And so they wanted to pay their success forward. So they're, and then our longtime sponsors, Constellation, Exelon Company, Constellation, and Harbor East, JP Morgan Chase, Northeast Foods, Whiting Turner, McDonald's, University of Maryland, Baltimore. I mean, we've had longtime wonderful sponsors. And we also have an opportunity. We're very excited that the Homebrew Gala is actually giving us an opportunity for volunteer engagement for the first time in several months.
That's right.
And so what we do need still are volunteer delivery people to deliver all these boxes. We think we're going to be close to 500 party boxes.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I know. We're like, that was our goal. Our goal was 500 boxes and $500,000. And it's all still to be determined, but I think we're pretty darn close. I think that so to have 500 boxes home delivered to people contactless, we need people to help us do it. We're going to create routes and give people 5 to 10 boxes to just deliver, you know, knock on the door, wave, and deliver. So that's something that anybody out there, we want to deliver on November 4th and 5th, and we'll take all hands on deck to help us do it.
Oh, that's good to know. So there's, you know, you can, they can contact you via the website, or, which again is rmhcmaryland.org, and people can log on there because the timing is good. I'm glad we had you in this morning so that we could talk about things that you need, because that's so, so important. And I know you also have that big live auction as part of the event, which is also going to be another fundraiser. So you're definitely doing that online, right? Let us know some of those items that people can bid on. That sounds so exciting.
We have lots of golf. So if you're a golfer, there's going to be lots of golf packages out there. A few, we're not doing any international trips this year. We just don't think there's probably much of an appetite for that. But a lot of local things. So we have a trip to Seven Springs, which is a resort in Pennsylvania.
No, I've been there. That place is awesome. Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah. And so it's like people are traveling just closer to home.
Yeah.
And that's a great place. We've got an amazing home in Bethany Beach on the water, that is always popular. So, and we also have gift baskets from lots of different places. So I think there's probably 25 items and runs the gamut. So there's something for everyone. And run the gamut from item that might be, you know, $200 up to something that could be $15,000. But there's something in everybody's threshold.
Yeah, price range and, you know, comfort zone and all that good stuff. And golf, you hear a lot, I know, has been a godsend for a lot of nonprofit fundraisers, because it's also an outdoor socially distanced activity, right? It's the original one. So,
we just had our golf tournament in September.
Oh, how did that go?
It was, thank goodness, it was able to happen just for the very reasons you said. It was outside. It was some fewer golfers just to keep everyone spaced out. And we didn't do like the seated program afterwards. But everybody showed up, and some of your expenses are a little less. So we feel very grateful that we were able to have that happen. And people were so happy to be out and you know, attending.
Yeah, get a little bit of normalcy in there, right? And we mentioned the amazing Jerry Sandusky, who will be hosting, but are there other celebrities or local VIPs that are connected to this year's event that are, you know, either this year or just are sort of longtime supporters that you want to, like, give a little love to?
I wouldn't say that there's anyone in particular. I mean, Jerry's really the standout for us in terms of his level of consistent involvement. I will say we did just get a note. Chris Moore, he's one of the Baltimore Ravens, and he and his wife every Christmas season come. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will, because they do it under the radar. You know, they don't come with media. They just come and do it because it's the right thing, and they're just wonderful, you know, behind-the-scenes people just doing good stuff for our kids. So
gosh,
we're big fans.
Yeah, I love to hear that kind of stuff, because that happens a lot. And then, of course, you know, you keep it on. It's just out of the goodness of their heart that they just want to do the right thing. And that's really cool to hear that. For Ravens fans, it makes you just love them even more, you know?
Yep.
It's so true. And does Jerry have a personal connection at all to, you know, to critical illnesses and also do you, because I don't know if we've told your backstory at all. You've been with Ronald McDonald House Charities in Maryland now for about a decade, right?
I have. 10 years. It's hard to believe.
I know.
Well, I know that Jerry has told the story very publicly, and I can't repeat all the details because I won't remember them, but Jerry's son, who is now very healthy, mid-20-something, but when he was born, I know that he had some pretty significant health challenges and surgeries. And so Jerry's often talked about that in public. So, yes, he does have that connection. And it's not just him. His wife, Leanne, is on our women's committee, and she's just she's incredibly active, as is he. And so the two of them, you know, we consider them our kind of our ambassadors.
I was just going to say the ambassador couple for sure, ambassador family for sure, with his son going through all that and now doing well. That's always good to hear the good happy endings to the story, right? And how about you personally, Sandy? I don't know if we've actually had the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think we have, but I have talked about. So I have my brother is pretty medically complex and has been since he's been 4 years old. And so for me, this is something that I'm very used to, like seeing our families. You know, he's been in and out of hospitals and had surgeries and seizures and all kinds of things for his entire life. And even now, he's 52. And so I think for me, when I see these families, I always say when I see the big sisters, I relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the seeing the parents, it's like seeing my parents. And so there were four of us. We're all very close in age. And so I grew up having one of the four of us have medical challenges his entire life. And so, yes, it's super personal to me. And I always feel like I'm honoring my parents by doing this work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And celebrating my brother, because he's like the most resilient, bravest, toughest guy I know. And, you know, so I understand the families, I think, probably on a little bit different level. And so it was actually one of the questions I got asked when I was interviewed, like, how will you handle, like, seeing these hard things? And I'm like, I kind of have lived these hard things, so
yeah.
I get it. So anyway, so yeah, so I have a definite connection on a different level as well, which I think the work we do here is so purposeful and meaningful to all of us, to our entire team. And I have a bonus layer, I guess, of that purpose.
Yeah, and your brother sounds amazing. I mean, in fact, he never gives up, you know, and that is a you know, an experience, and not just in a, back to your interview question, you know, not just in a been there, done that kind of way, but, you know, lived it, living it, like, constantly. So you completely relate to everyone that needs your services and families, whether it's the kids or grown-ups, or, you know, and it's a lifelong journey. It doesn't just end like that, you know. So
I think you realize too, like, that, like, the thing that we always talk about here, I think you underestimate the power of just a kind word. I know that sounds so corny, but just like if somebody's in a really bad place having a terrible day and someone says, I'm going to take care of you today.
Yeah.
Like that simple.
Yeah.
I'm going to let me bring you, you know, let me take care of you today. It's like simple.
Yeah, exactly. Helping somebody. And it that means so much, more than, you know. And so we talked about some of the fine medical centers that are connected with the house. Did we get everybody in there? Because we want to make sure we give everybody the proper credit that they deserve.
Yeah, so our partner hospitals are the majority of our kids come from Johns Hopkins, Kennedy Krieger, University of Maryland Children's Hospital, the Proton Therapy Center over at Maryland. Shepherd Pratt, occasionally we have some kids from Shepherd Pratt, Mount Washington Pediatric, Sinai, the Reuben Institute of Advanced Orthopedics. We have children who come to us from all over the country for limb lengthening at Sinai, at LifeBridge. So we really, every hospital, once in a while Mercy, once in a while Bayview, but the other six are really our primary hospitals.
Boy, just rattling all those off, it's just we're so blessed to have such institutions at our disposal. And then the families that come from a great distance, as far as sometimes South Africa, as you said earlier in the interview, and thank goodness that they can spend some time as long as they need at the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. And real quick, I'm getting like the less than 2 minute warning. So if you want to give a quick wrap up again about how people can get involved delivering those parties in a box for the upcoming Hamburg Gala on Friday, November 6th, or any final parting words as we get in the home stretch here.
We could listen. If anybody out there wants to check out what the party boxes are all about and or help us deliver them, if you just go to our site, rmhcmaryland.org, it'll pop up on the home screen, the Homer Gala. You'll see it. You can't miss it. It'll be a big pop-up of three little girls dressed like chefs. And you just click there, and it'll give you all the information, contact. And we never met an offer to volunteer or a donation that we couldn't say yes to. So
yeah, oh my gosh, that's, and I know that picture that you're talking about, I'm also going to be publishing that on today's1019.com on our website. I will put a blog in there and a link to the audio from this interview in case somebody is catching the tail end of it right now or missed some information, and we'll share that on social media as well. And people can find the links to social media. I know you guys are active on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, right? Even LinkedIn, and they can find those direct links on your website as well.
Exactly.
Yep. Awesome, which is rmhcmaryland.org. Oh my gosh, Sandy, you are welcome back anytime because you always are so, so fun to talk to and you always have so many great things going on. Sandy Pagnotti's been our guest this morning, president and CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. Thank you so much for all you do, Sandy. We really appreciate you.
And thank you for always helping us get our message out. We really appreciate you.
Anytime. So you guys, thank you for listening. You can reach out to me as well on social media at Gina Crash. Thanks for listening this morning. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.